Let's start.
Okay, I think I'm recording now.
Yes. Here we have, well, with the chords and all this, let's check these parts. I'll be the one, two, one, three, and the five. All right, are we two? Crazy minor. Okay, good. Put the private video. Let's check one time the whole round of the chords.
Okay. I need to do this, I guess.
Let me see one moment. This in here. Let's check the. The example 17.
17. Wow, 17.
One, two, three, four. That has to be on beat 1 and 3. Play it again and put this. The chords go on beats 1 and 3 only. 1, 2, then 3, 4, 3, 4. 4, 1, 2, E7, E minor, 4, 1, 2, E flat major. Wait a moment, wait. Let's check this here. Here there is one mistake, only one. The rest of the chords were seemingly okay. So we have C minor, D sub diminished, G7, first three.
Okay.
And then we have C7, F minor, D7, G minor. Let's do that.
Okay, it's C7.
And then F minor.
F minor.
Then we have D7.
D7.
D7, that's the one that was wrong.
That
you can read in the chat room, you can read. It's a structure. Then you have first line times 2. And then we have the part that we are playing now. C7, F minor. D7, G minor.
Okay, what is structure?
Go down with the scroll and you will read it.
I thought I was at the bottom. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Structure, this and this. C minor, F minor. Then we go D7, G minor. And then it says A flat major, major 7. Let's put that. Read the second part. So C7, F minor, D7,
okay.
G minor,
okay,
A flat major.
Okay, so it says C minor, D minor, 7.
Yeah, but I mean, read it means playing it.
Okay, well, before I play it, I want to make sure that I'm... Now, this is what I do for a D7.
That's right. Okay. So we do from here, C7, F minor. This is reading it.
And then the same thing
D7, G minor.
Oh, D minor?
No, D7, G minor.
C minor. Back to C minor.
No, G. Read it there. I just showed you on the same spot on the chat room.
Okay.
Go down with the scroll.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so
probably you're reading it on.
And then that crazy D, and then G7th, and then C minor. That's fine. C7.
Now below. Below is what we're reading.
Okay, and then C7th, F minor, D7th, G minor.
C7. And G minor. That's right.
And then A flat.
A flat major.
Okay, so A flat major is like this.
No, that is B flat major.
Oh,
you
okay.
have to play 4-3-3-3-4-3. Play bar 3.
Okay.
Bar 3.
Bar 3.
And now place finger 2 on this on the 4th fret, 6th string.
I'm confused. Okay.
Bar 3.
This is A flat.
That's right. This is here.
Okay, which is that note right there.
Yes, but we're not reading just those notes. We're reading particular inversion of the chord. which is here. These ones. Here you have it. From A flat on. Read this.
Okay, so A flat could be.
Go down here. Go down with the scroll. I just sent it to you.
Okay, so okay, what do we have?
You see?
We have 4-3-3-4-3.
So minor 7 flat 5 plus subdiminished.
4. Okay, so there we have there and there.
Scored subdiminished.
That's it?
Yes. That's right. Yes. So we have A flat major, and then we have A minor 7 flat 5, which means subdiminished, A subdiminished.
Okay, let me think about that before we go to the next one. Okay, so it's open, 1, open, 1, 3. Oh, Lord, that's an A minor 7.
See, we can say it two ways, Bruce. We can say A minor 7 flat 5, which is long, or we can say A subdiminished.
Subdiminished, okay, which is still long.
It's also flat, but less. A subdiminished. Then E flat major.
E flat major. That should be easy, but it doesn't look good. Yeah, that's E.
This is 3-6-5-3-3-3.
6-6. That's 6.
That's right. And then we have F subdiminished.
Hang on. E flat. Oh, F. Oh, man, this is wild. Again.
This one, or you can read the one below as well, which is easier.
Okay, I'm gonna need something easier. So we have a 3,
read this
four,
one. That's
four,
why
four.
I put two options there.
3-4-4.
3-4-4-4. That's right. Muy bien. And then
hang on. Okay, so we go through. Yeah, that's a lot easier.
This one, that's right, that's why I put both. This, and then we have just the ending, which is fifth first. So we have B flat 7 and this here.
Okay, G7th is this
no,
the G7th
no, no, no.
We
after the subdiminished, go down with the scroll, read the one that says B flat 7.
B flat 7, and that's
B flat 7.
Okay, that's 3. Okay, it's 4, 5.
Yes.
And 3, 3.
And then E flat major.
And then you go to the nice easy G.
But E flat major was missing here.
Oh, okay. This is really stretching my ability here.
Look, bam, bam. Okay. It's because that chord you already played it, Bruce. Yes.
I know, but I forgot it already. That
you
one
played
there.
It before. That's right. That's correct.
That's a C position.
Yes, that's right.
But we called it a E flat. Oh, E flat major.
E flat major. That's right.
Okay, so it's just one down from the D major. Okay, that should not be hard.
It's not that hard. All right, now let's see. Put example 17 and let's go through them slowly.
Okay, slowly. I haven't actually committed these to memory, so it's going to be pretty ragged.
No problem. It would be
okay,
easy to do.
17 there.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 2, 4. A flat major, A sub diminished, 4. 2, D, 4. 2, D, the matter, continue. 2, D, and we start again.
Okay. Well, the problem is, maybe I need to put the chords in front of me.
That's right.
So I can see what.
Put it because it's not so difficult to sing.
But I still haven't committed to memory all those chords.
No problem. Just from A flat major with rhythm.
Okay, four. Did you have a listing just a chord progression someplace?
Yes.
It's hard to read on this, but what does this say? This says C minor,
C minor.
D.
But you have the asterisk there.
And then G7, C minor, D diminished,
right.
G7, C minor. Okay, that's the part I can do.
And then
it goes to C7th, F minor, D7th, G minor,
A flat major.
A flat major, then A diminished.
A sub diminished.
And then E flat. Okay. I mean, I'll give it a whirl, but it's pretty much too soon.
It's not fast also. Put the sample 17,
okay.
And we play it with the duration, of course. Careful with that. Which is this? 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's it. Actually, you know all the pieces except these four chords. So read from A flat major yourself. Then read A flat major.
Hang on, just let me review what I'm doing here. Okay. So I know this. I know that. I know this. Now, is it a problem if I do that for G minor?
No, that's correct. That's the same one. In fact,
okay,
we do two
okay.
times the same
and
movement.
And then.
A flat,
from there is what we need. A flat, I can just come up like that?
A flat major, we have one, just fingers move up, so you don't need to put another chord.
Well, I mean, I'm already at the G at the third, because G
that's right.
At the third. If
and
I come up one more, that's A flat, right?
That's right, but it would still be major, not minor.
Well, I'm doing, that's major.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So we have one, then two.
Okay, and then, okay, so as I come up,
now
the A diminished, I'm lost there.
A sub diminished, read it. It's in the chat room.
Okay, go back to the chat room. Where did A sub diminished go? A. Okay, A flat. And then A diminished. Okay, so A diminished is.
A sub diminished is this. 1, 1, 2. That's correct. So we have. One,
okay, so I'm coming from.
Three.
A major, flat major, to flat.
Finger 1 on the first fret for the string, Bruce. That chord, voice it right.
That's correct. But now, wait a moment. You're playing generally thumb and chords. Play with the thumb all the strings, because otherwise we are omitting one string always. Because there are five strings to play, and four against four fingers in the right hand. So have this, and then now the tonic E flat major.
E flat major.
And
oh, E flat major. That's this one flat here.
That's fine. That's fine. And then we have this one, which is F sub diminished.
Okay.
Three, four, four, four.
Three, four, four, four.
That's right. And then, and that's it. Those chords you already know. B flat, E flat.
Okay, and then, okay, so the F sub diminished is this one here. And then
yes.
We go to B flat seventh. What is B flat seventh?
That is 4-5-3-3-3.
Okay, distraction.
What's 5-3?
Okay, it's 1-2-1. It's oh, okay. Well, that's this one here.
After F sub diminished.
Okay, then we go to a 4-5-3-3. A 4-5.
So part three. That's right. No. 4-5-3-3-3.
Oh.
That. But we don't play the first string mainly. We play just more basses than treble there. Bam, bam.
Okay, so we're going from this to this.
And then the final chord, E flat major. It's a C position on the third fret root. Correct. And then we have G7. Which we already know.
And then G7th, yeah.
And then we restart. So let's do from A flat major. Play from what you need is to get this part. 1, A flat major, A sub diminished, E flat major. If you have these three things, then we are in. So A flat major. You need to play the chord and say which chord. This is the best way.
But what we're
just
right?
A flat major.
Major.
And then A sub diminished.
And then the diminished, which I've already forgotten. The diminished
A.
Is here somehow.
This is 1-0-0-1-0-1-3. Cross 0-1-0-1-3.
Okay, I've lost A. Diminished. Okay, so that's the 1-1-3.
All right.
Three.
Correct. So again, A flat and A sub diminished. Do this both. This is the transition. 1-2. Okay, now E flat major, C position on third fret. That's right. Okay, we are good. And now sub diminished. F sub diminished. That's right. And that's it, because we do then back, which is the same chord. B flat and E. But you already played this one. 4-5-3-3-3.
4-5-3-3-3.
4-5-3-3-3. That's right. And then C position on the third fret.
Now, I'll be able to do this, but I can't do it right now. I'm going to have to study it first.
I know it, but the thing is, is first let's get the round of the chord circle to see what happens. Is just stop on A flat because you don't know from A flat. I said just play from A flat. Play for me two times these chords, saying this is what I need to see. Look, A flat, G sub diminished, and then E flat major. M sub diminished, E flat, E. Just that. If you repeat that three times now, I'm sure you can play it.
Like that? Is that what you're talking about?
No, read it with the part. So we have A flat major, A sub diminished, B flat major. That's correct. This is the part that you don't know. The other you know. So it's A flat
okay,
major.
So we're doing okay. So it's
repeat this sequence. And then E flat major. No, E flat major. Wait a moment, we are repeating from A flat on. A flat, A sub diminished, E flat major.
Okay, A flat major, A flat major. Okay, so we're doing.
That's right. Now what chord comes next after that?
And then we go to the C position.
That's right.
Three.
Out and now F sub diminished and we are in. We already have it.
F sub diminished. Now what one is F sub diminished?
This is the easy one we have in third fret. 3-4-4-4. That's right. Okay, let's play until there, from A flat until
okay, no,
here.
Hold a beat. No, I'm not ready yet. Okay, let's see. How did I get to here?
That's what I'm saying.
Right before that, this, and then I do that. So
that's
I'm here.
Correct.
Don't say anything here. So I'm going.
So we have one, this is the sequence, 1, 2, 3 chords. Play this, A flat, A sub diminished, E flat, 3 chords. And then E flat, that's right, ahora, now, repeat that. Correct, and then now we have this one, F sub diminished. That's right. Okay, now play from A flat up to there. Wait a moment, that second chord did not sound.
Can't have everything.
The second chord, no, wait a moment, you already did it right, and you see you did right before. That's correct. And then E flat major. That's right. Okay, repeat that, and then this, that's correct. Now you see, I told you can do it.
Oh, I
so
know
then
I can do it. No, it's a question I can do it. Whether I can do it right now. Is it?
Right now, so you can do it because you know the chords. Look, 1, 2, and 3. Correct, and then sub diminished. Very good. Repeat that couple of times and we are in.
Okay. Let's see.
That's right. Correct. Bam, bam. Good. All right, now, Bruce, wait a second. After this sub diminished, which are the last three chords? Well, this is the bam, bam, this part here. Bam, bam. So, 4, 5, 3, 3, 3, B flat 7, quinto primero, the fifth and first degree. Bam, bam. This is the last three chords. Bam, bam, and G7. So we have B flat, but read it there, B flat 7. Those ones I believe you need to practice for next time, but this one here you can do. Look.
Well, the B flat, okay, that's.
The last three chords here written.
Okay, it's 3-3, it's 1-1. Let's see what I'm doing. It's 3-3. Is that it?
That's right. Yes, yes. Why not? But wait a moment. B flat. No, no, no. That doesn't sit there. Of course, that chord is also good, eh? This chord, what you're playing here, is also good. But what we're reading are the last three.
Okay.
So if you go down with the scroll, you will see it.
Oh, okay. Okay, it must be. Okay, 4-4.
That's right. 4-5-3-3-3.
4-5-3-3-3.
That's 3-3-3.
And then E flat.
And then the C position. That's right, Ruth. We got it. And then G7. Okay, now read with the chat room alone. Read it from the A flat.
Well, the problem with the chat room, I can only see about three lines at a time.
Oh, I see.
And so I have to scroll back and forth.
Why you don't put it at the right side that comes all like a column?
I don't know. I don't know how to do that. On the right side?
Mamma mia. I am seeing it as a column, all the chords here. Okay. That's a weird thing. Where do you have the chat room? Below, at the left, or on the right?
It's on the right.
On the right. Ahora, now, just shorten the screen of okay. How you see me there, make it shorter.
Okay. When I make it full screen, then I have the problem not being able to see anything else on the screen.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So
I can see the whole thing. Let me try it like this.
Don't put full screen.
So we are...
From A flat. Part that we need is from A flat.
A flat. A flat. A flat is...
This one, that's right.
Okay. And then we did... this. And then we did this. And then
this.
Like that? Is that what you're doing?
E-flat.
From here.
That's right. Correct. Okay, repeat again that. Uno. No, that's not 4-5. 4-5. That's right. All right, now put example 17, and this will be your homework. Will be to play it with the chords first with example 17 of this video, which is this one. That's easy, you can do, and then we complete it, because next time we can put also the melody and everything inside, we can put here.
So just to play the chords with 17.
With the 17, and then, wait a second, that is not the... Along with 17, which is this. And then play them with examples 1 and 2 of this video. Get number 1.
One and two, okay.
Which is this one here?
Okay, so we play interactive on that?
No, the example 17.
Oh, 17. Well, the base also 1 and 2 of something else.
Well, that is of this one here. Of this. There is other two videos we are working with here.
Okay, that's this one.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, now I just follow your chords there. I don't try to do interactive.
First, no, because I want to make sure that you can play it also a bit faster.
Okay.
And then, of course, don't forget the melody, because we will put both together.
I'll continue to practice that.
Next time.
Un abrazo. 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adios.
Adios.